Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Carla Springer Hunt, Senior Manager of the Errol Barrow Center for Creative Imagination in the Faculty of Culture, Creative and Performing Arts. On the morning of the 22nd of September, 1955, Barbados was struck by the strongest hurricane to visit the island since the Great Hurricane of 1898. Although not as devastating as the hurricanes of 1831 or 1898, it left a band of death and destruction across the island's landscape. As a result, Hurricane Janet remains etched in the memories of those who witnessed her fury. Passing just 15 miles south of the island, and with gusts in excess of 100 miles per hour, the parishes of Christchurch and St. Philip received the brunt of Hurricane Janet's fury. The central parishes of St. George, St. John, and St. Michael were also heavily affected, and many within the tenantries were forced to shelter in plantation yards across these parishes. Many villagers were forced to retrieve the remnants of their roofs and the contents of their houses from among the surrounding cane fields. In Hurricane Janet's aftermath, approximately 28,000 Barbadians were left homeless, and approximately 16,000 houses were either damaged or destroyed. In addition, 38 Barbadians lost their lives, the youngest being only 7 months old, and hundreds were maimed or disfigured. In some cases, children were blown from the arms of adults before shelter could be reached. In the parish of Christchurch, the Pilgrim Holiness Church at Lodge Road was the scene of the hurricane's greatest tragedy. 16 Barbadians lost their lives within the walls when the building collapsed, and dozens were injured in the stampede which followed. With approximately 4,000 latrines destroyed across the island and their contents exposed, the risk of disease was high as authorities raced to prevent the spread of typhoid and forbade the rent of latrines. Nonetheless, the island recovered at the cost of approximately BWI $3.5 million from the public purse. The island's housing stock was repaired and much improved. In addition, gifts of bedding, lumber, and foodstuff from regional neighbors contributed greatly to the island's recovery. These much-needed items, coupled with the spirit of self-help, meant that the island was able to recover from the tragedy of Hurricane Janet. It was a tragedy that Barbadians would never forget.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.